everybody, and welcome to the final part of our Welcome to the Northern Premier League specials here on the Pitching In NPL show. And this week, we're going back to the Northern Premier League Division 1 Midlands, as we'll be catching up with four more clubs. Shortly, we're going to be talking to the management at Daventry Town, at Soham Town Rangers and at Yaxley. But before that, let's go to Northamptonshire now and to Corby Town. And on Monday evening, I caught up with their manager, so welcome to the show, to Gary Mills. Well, Gary, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, we're not too far off the start of a brand new season and a brand new league as well. I mean, what's the mood in the camp like at Corby at the moment?
Yeah, very good. Very good. You know, it's been tough for everybody, as we know. It's great to be back and competitive football again. You know, we've had our pre-season, few pre-season games like everyone else, but it's down to the nitty-gritty like we were on Saturday in the FA Cup. I woke up with them butterflies still, even at my age, and it felt great, you know, that we've got a competitive game of football, and it's lovely. You know, we were delayed. We were coming back, and then we were delayed because quite a few of our lads got the COVID, and so we had to put that back a week. But since then, you know, we've been okay, and we've trained well. We've done okay pre-season. We got a good result in the FA Cup Saturday. So yeah, we're all looking forward to it.
How's that side of things gone with regards to recruitment? Because obviously you're one of the clubs who've had to make this geographical adjustment, let's call it. I mean, has that been a problem, or are you just taking it in your stride?
No, it hasn't affected us at all, to be honest. You know, I sort of lost a couple of players back end of when the season ended in November last season. So no, it hasn't really affected us at all. I mean, personally, I live in Nottingham, so the league we've gone in is better for me. So, you know, looking at it like that geographically, but, you know, overall, it's not a major difference. You know, we've gone from the north to the south. I had quite a few players around the Northampton area, so they could go either way, really. So it hasn't really affected us.
Well, Corby have been in the Northern Premier League before, of course, and this new division, there's some teams that you're more than aware of. Obviously, Hales Owen Town, also formerly of Step 3. I mean, what's your take on the competition more generally that you're heading into?
Yeah, you know, well, every league's different every season, and, you know, people already are saying, you know, they're going to be strong this year, they're going to be strong this year. I don't think they'll be as strong this year. And, you know, I just take that with a pinch of salt because, you know, until you start playing these teams, you don't really know. We had a couple of good battles with Hales Owen last season, so we know, you know, they're going to be a side that will be up there thereabouts, and they'll be saying the same about us. So yeah, you know, it's a little change. We've got some good players in ourselves, I believe. I think the recruitment's, you know, I'm really pleased with it. I honestly believe we are stronger than what we were the few months I was with the club last season in the Southern League. So, you know, I'm pleased with the way things have gone about.
And with regards to, you know, what your expectations are for this season, obviously I mentioned Corby have been at Step 3, they've obviously been higher as well. So you're no stranger to managing clubs higher up the non-league pyramid. So what's your expectations for what Corby can achieve this year?
Well, I'm at the club to get them promoted, simple as that. You know, there's expectation from myself as a manager. I wouldn't be at Corby wasting my time or Corby's time if I wasn't there to get them promoted. You know, I don't think Corby would have appointed me as manager if they weren't ambitious to get promoted. And, you know, that's the case. Yeah, we're a club at that level that should be pushing for promotion. You know, we want to win the league. If we don't win the league, we want to get through to the next level through the playoffs. As simple as that. So, you know, I'll look at this season. If we don't get promoted, then, you know, I'll look at it as a poor season.
And it all starts this weekend with regards to the league campaign. Bedworth United away. Last time I caught up with Bedworth, they were getting promoted via the playoffs out of Step 4. So this is going to be a good test this weekend.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we played Bedworth. They were one of the sides we actually played when we played seven games in the league last season. You know, and it was although we beat them, you know, it was a tough game, and they were doing well, and you know, they were up there with ourselves. So it will be a tough game for us. You know, it's a game on the 4G. It's a change from the grass, so there's always a little bit of difference there. You know, they're trained on it every week. We've had one pre-season game on that surface, so you know all that type of thing comes into a game like that. But both sides, Bedworth will be looking to do exactly what I'm looking to do, and that's to get out of that league.
And with regards to being back, obviously you touched upon it already with the FA Cup over the weekend, but how much are you looking forward to a good old-fashioned league campaign? And fingers crossed we can get to the end of it. How much are you looking forward to it the next 10 months or so?
Yeah, I am. You know, like I say, I woke up with that feeling in my stomach on Saturday, and I was so pleased to have that feeling. You know, it's like I say, it's great. It's great to be involved in competitive football. Now is the big challenge of a long season to go and get promoted, and it starts on Saturday. So, yeah, you know, I've been here many, many times, wore the T-shirt, we say, and it's exciting. You know, I've just hope my players, and I think they are, they're in the same frame of mind as myself. I've got a good dressing room, I believe. They know what I expect of them. So, you know, they've got to go out now and prove what I think of them, and that I think they're decent.
Well, Gary Mills, manager at Corby Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your Monday to come on the show. Really appreciate it, and all the best this weekend at Bedworth.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Gary Mills there, manager of Corby Town, speaking to me on Monday. Let's stick with the Northamptonshire field now, and welcome back to the Northern Premier League, Daventry Town. And on Monday, I caught up with their manager, so welcome to the show, to Aaron Parkinson. Well, Aaron, a big thank you for joining us, and a big welcome to the Northern Premier League, and a big welcome back to the Northern Premier League to Daventry Town. I mean, how's pre-season been ahead of the new season?
Yeah, we've done 6 weeks, which is what we always do for pre-season. Obviously, our pre-season's probably been the same as a lot of other clubs. Obviously, it's been disrupted with COVID. We've lost a few games, we've lost a few sessions as well. We've had a couple of COVID cases ourselves, and I think we've lost 3 games due to COVID as well. So it's been a little bit interrupted. We're having to play this Tuesday, which is something we don't normally do. But we're a little bit behind probably where we should be. We're maybe a week behind where we normally would be at this stage, which is not great. But I think a lot of clubs will be in the same boat, really.
And with regards to recruitment and that side of things, obviously we've had a geographical realignment, one of those famous things that happens to non-league clubs as the years go by. I mean, has that been tricky for yourselves or not too much of a problem?
No, obviously, I think this is the league we're going into, the NPL Midlands, is a lot stronger than the Southern League Central, which we've come out of. You know, we were sort of a top half side in that league, and obviously to be a top half side in this league, we'd have to be, you know, we'd have to hit the ground running very, very quickly. I'm expecting it to be a lot tougher this season than what we've had previous at Step 4.
And with regards to travel, I mean, like you touched upon, there's a fair number of clubs are in and around you and that side of things. I mean, what's your take on the competition more generally about what you're up against?
Yeah, it's in terms of the travelling's, it's not an issue really for me or the players. You know, when you sort of play this sort of level of football, you have to travel on a Saturday anyway. So that's all part and parcel of going up the levels. But like I said, it's going to be a very, very competitive league. There's probably 8 or 9 sides in there that are probably looking to win it, I'd have thought, looking at it. Looking forward to it.
In these Welcome to the Northern Premier League shows that I've been doing, this is the final one. I've been asking managers the same question, basically understanding that there's no way on earth you could possibly answer the question. But where do you see Daventry fitting into all this? Because like you say, you were competitive at this step in the Southern League. So what's your expectations? What's possible for Daventry this year?
Expectations, obviously. I expect us to be competitive in every game. I think if we could get mid-table, we've had a fantastic season. But, you know, like I said, if you start the season well, you can get momentum from that. And sometimes that can snowball a little bit. So we'll just be looking to start the season well. Like I say, be competitive in every single game we play. And we'll just go from there. We might change our targets as the season goes along.
And there's easier games to kick off the season, but at least it's going to be a home game against Chasetown. I mean, what's your thoughts on that challenge to kick the season off on Saturday?
Yeah, no, it's a good start for the club. Obviously, Chasetown are well known in and around the league circuit. Obviously, that the FA Cup runs a few years back. I've played myself up at Chasetown a few times. It's, you know, they're a good club. They're competitive. I've had a look at their squad. I'm getting a video sent over from a friendly that they played, I think, a week, 2 weeks ago, which I'll look at this week. So we'll be set up and ready to go. I don't think there's any easy games in this league. When you look through it, you can't really pencil anything in. I think it's going to be a very strong competitive league.
And as we record this on Monday, like you say, you've got a Tuesday game coming up as well. How are you going to spend the final training sessions you've got ahead of that game? How's the squad shaping up for it?
Yeah, obviously, we've had to take this extra game on Tuesday just because I think we've lost too many games over pre-season, and I still need to get minutes into some players who have been away through either illness or weddings and stag do's. And, you know, it's just that time of year where players' availability can be a little bit hit and miss. So we need to get minutes into them. And Thursday, we'll just do a light session. We might do some shape. We'll do set pieces. But, it's the final week now. Fitness-wise, we're not too bad. It's just that match fitness, if that makes sense. We're just maybe a little bit behind on in that.
And final question, Aaron. Just a final thought, really, about, you know, it's been a while due to COVID since we had a competitive game. But how much are you looking forward to this home match on Saturday? And what's your message to the home faithful as we head to this game?
Yeah, I can't wait. We haven't played since November the 4th. Obviously, the last two seasons with COVID, obviously, we've lost them both. So it's been very frustrating, for myself and for my players and for the club. But no, I just can't wait to get back playing competitive football. Missed it. I think the players have missed it. And but yeah, we're ready to go. I think the supporters and the fans of Damage are hopefully looking forward to making some magical moments again this season. We're just really looking forward to, like I say, just to get going again. I can't wait for Saturday now, to be honest.
Yeah, it should be a cracker, shouldn't it, really? And Aaron Parkinson, manager at Daventry Town, a big, big thank you for taking time out your Monday to come on the show. Really appreciate it. And a big good luck for the big season kick-off this weekend.
Cheers. Thank you, Ben.
Aaron Parkinson there, manager of Daventry Town, speaking to me on Monday. So both Corby and Daventry joining us from the Southern Football League Division 1 Central. Let's go to a team now joining us from the Isthmian League North Division. That takes us to Cambridgeshire and to Soham Town Rangers. And on Thursday last week, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome to the show to Robbie Mason. Well, Robbie, a big thank you for joining us. And we're nearly at the dawn of a brand new season. It's been a long time coming. How's preparations going at Soham?
Okay, we're doing all right, obviously adjusting to players leaving, players coming in. Obviously big change for us, changing leagues. It's affected our core, so to speak. So we've lost 9 because of travelling, etc. But we've gained 4 or 5 decent lads to come in and replace them. So we're just finding our feet, settling down and enjoying getting back to football, really.
So we hear this a lot with teams who have been moved sideways, and particularly those teams who find themselves in a grey area, which is to say Soham Town's in that grey area, unfortunately. So last season, you'd be travelling down to Suffolk and Essex a lot of the time, whereas for the coming season, you're going to be travelling to Derbyshire, aren't you, and the West Midlands?
Yeah,
so
exactly, yeah.
How challenging has that been for finding the players who are willing to go that distance for next season?
Yeah, I mean, it's been tough, but we've managed to find some decent lads. Again, it's been a worry for most of the lads, but ultimately, if we want to succeed, and obviously we're all in this to do that, then there's part and parcel of football. Travelling is the higher you go, the further you travel. So hopefully, this is only in preparation for the squad to get some feelings on how it will be if we do progress and kick on to step 3, step 2. So we just see it as another season. We're just happy to be out there playing. It's not ideal, but you can't sit here and say that. It is what it is. The league have made their decisions. We've just got to roll our sleeves up and deal with it. And that's how we're approaching it at the end of the day. It's been a long time without football, so little things like worrying about a league it seems minimal. So yeah, we just want to get out there and play some football.
And generally, the mood at the club as well. I mean, when we look at who you're going to be playing this season, you know, some big hitters from my personal perspective, covering step 4 for the Northern Premier League, you know, clubs like Stamford and Belper Town as well. I mean, it's going to be a tough league this year, isn't it? I mean, how much is the club looking forward to this challenge?
Yeah, I mean, we see it as a great opportunity. We're always optimistic on what we do. We never never see the bad side of anything. So, yeah, it will be tough, but I think we've got the squad, we've got enough depth in there to sort of cope with most things. We're a battling squad, but also we can play. So, like I said, we've got a bit of everything. We know it's going to be potentially more physical, more demanding on the lads. But again, this is what we're here for. It's an experience, and we've got a rise to every challenge. So we can only play the team is put in front of us. And if we can do that and stick to what we want to do, then great. Like any team's 11v11. So it's going to be different in terms of places we're going and different squads. We've been in and around the Isthmian for, I think, 8 or 9 years. So, yes, it's just a change. But, again, it's one of them where the club is happy to go to new grounds, new places. So, yeah, club's really optimistic.
And given the nature of this restructure as well, there's a fair number of clubs who are in the same position as yourselves, really. And and because of COVID as well, there's not too much to go off, is there? So, you know, first game of the season, Sutton Coldfield Town away on Saturday the 14th. I'm not sure if they've prepped for you. I'm not sure how much prep you could do for them. I mean, how do you prepare for these opening games of the season?
Yeah, again, it's with the league and where we're situated, I'm based in Cambridge. So getting out and watching games and stuff like that is obviously going to be more difficult. The preparation may be a little tougher, but again, we just have to try and focus on us and what we want to do and adapt in them situations. If our game plan, our strategy isn't working, then we have to recognise when that's not working and try and adapt to the opposition. Ultimately, we're always going to any game focusing on us. I think that's only right. But obviously, we have to be brave enough to adapt in and around the different game scenarios and different teams, different times of the season. So obviously, that's a big factor as well, how you're doing, how your confidence levels are, how we're doing as a squad, how the opposition are doing. So, yeah, I mean, first and foremost, we look at ourselves and then obviously getting a feeling during the season, you can then look back on previous games and stuff like that. But as a whole, you're going into it blind. And I think we're clubs in that league don't know us. So it's one of them. I think we focus on us and what we want to do and just adapt if in certain situations our game's not working.
Yeah, I mean, you've still got your old friends Histon and Cambridge City who've made the jump with yourselves, haven't you? And you were more or less there or thereabouts the last time we had a decent campaign. And that was many moons ago, wasn't it, though? A couple of years ago now, wasn't it? And that takes me to my last question, really, Robin. That's just about how good is it to be back talking about competitive games of football? Because that's ultimately what this discussion has been about, and it is good to be back, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you can play as many friendlies or when we were allowed to come back in between the break, but as much as your mentality is winning and you want to win every game, until you get into that competitive atmosphere, and it's always missing something. Them games always miss something. So going into the games now and into a season with a goal, we're trying to achieve promotion, playoffs, and that's what we want to do, then it's always an added bonus that you're playing for something. So to get back out into competitive football, then that's ultimately, again, what we're all here for, and that's what we're preparing for. So, yeah, can't wait to get going now.
Yeah, absolutely. And your last weekend of pre-season coming up, we recorded this on Thursday evening, so looking forward to that, you know, little momentary peacefulness before the campaign proper.
Yeah, it gives us a chance. We've had a lot of games, and we've got a game tomorrow night in Stowe Market, so that will be going into the weekend where we've got a bit of team building, and then obviously next week we can get the lads in Tuesday, Thursday, and really concentrate on how we want to approach the following Saturday. So it'll be good to just get a week's full training in, get the lads together. Match time is what we try and do. Obviously, match fitness is always the best, so we try and get 8-9 games in, but only the last week we just want to finalise the squad, reiterate what we want to do as a squad, as a team, as a club, and then really get focused for Saturday.
Well, Robbie Mason from Soham Town Rangers, a big thank you for taking the time out of your evening to come on the show. Really appreciate it, and all the best for this opening month of the season.
No problem. Cheers, Ben. Thank you.
Robbie Mason there, manager of Soham Town Rangers, speaking to me last Thursday here on the Pitching In NPL show. That's nearly it for this final edition of the Welcome to the Northern Premier League specials. Let's stay with Cambridgeshire, though, for our final guest, and that takes us to Yaxley. Yaxley joining us from the Southern League Division 1 Central. And on Monday, I caught up with their manager, joining us in the Northern Premier League Division 1 Midlands for next season. It's Andy Fennell. Well, Andy, a big, big thank you for joining us. And obviously, I've been speaking to a few clubs who have made this geographical move. So ahead of the new season, I mean, how's the move been for yourselves from the Southern League into the Northern Premier League?
It's caused us a few problems. Just obviously with player personnel more than anything else. We sourced a lot of players from sort of the southern section, the Cambridge way. But obviously now having to move into the northern section, a lot of the players didn't feel they could commit to that kind of travelling. So we've had to do a little bit of a rebuild, to be honest with you. So pre-season's been a bit up and down, looking at players and trying to recruit. But we're getting there slowly.
And if we throw in COVID into the mix as well, I mean, it is challenging, especially for managers such as yourselves who are having to deal with this geographical realignment, as it were.
Yeah, I mean, a big problem we're having as well is a lot of players have had this extended break from football and routine. You know, footballer's life is key. And without that routine, they've kind of got used to not being at football and whatnot. And a lot of players, I'm getting it from a lot of managers as well, are finding it hard to get players to commit to the levels again, which has been difficult as well. So you're sort of losing players through that aspect. But yeah, it's been tough in general, I think. But we're all glad to be back in one sense, but others are finding it difficult to sort of put that commitment in as well. So it's been tough.
All that being said, the last time we had a decent season, which was a couple of years ago now, wasn't it? Back in Division 1 Central, the Southern League, weren't a million miles off the playoffs, were you? And, you know, you're joining the league with the likes of Daventry and Corby. I mean, with that side of things, you're no strangers to some of the competition.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of teams in the league are based up and just above sort of Peterborough area as well, which would be Spalding's and your Stamford's, your Wisbeach. So obviously the knowledge of the clubs is there. But yeah, I mean, coming across, it's, you know, we finished quite strong, but with the move, it sort of knocked us a little bit. Last season, we were pretty hopeful. We thought we had a really good squad. But yeah, I mean, obviously coming across now, it's going to be a different aspect, different type of football that's played. So yeah, another learning curve. It's like it's a fresh step forward for us, if you like. We've gone back to having to learn from when we got promoted 3 years ago. We've got to learn again about the league. So yeah, hopefully we can do ourselves justice and keep amongst it.
And obviously, we're recording this on Monday evening. We're not too far off pre-season being finished now, fully finished. I mean, what's your plans for the last week before Saturday?
We've got a game against Peterborough Sports tomorrow night, Tuesday night. We'll train Thursday, obviously, put some final preparations in, and then obviously we travel to Sporting Kelsa Saturday. So, yeah, a away trip for the first journey, but it's always nice to get them ones done. And early on.
And with regards to planning for Sporting Kelsa, they're pretty much in the same boat you are, except that they've actually come up from step five, haven't they? So how do you prepare for a game like this trip into the unknown on Saturday?
We're concentrating on what we can do. It's very difficult, like you say, because you don't know that some of these clubs, they're a bit of an unknown entity as well. They play on the 3G, the same as ourselves, so it's not like we're going somewhere and the pitches are going to be poor and things like that. We know what to expect, kind of know what to expect in one sort of aspect. But, you know, they know as much about us as we know about them, I guess. So it's kind of an even playing field.
And how much is that pre-season that we've just had, how important is it to go into it? Because it's so unusual what's gone on with COVID and the geographical realignment, to just get the basics right, I suppose, and have fitness up and everyone fit and everyone playing the type of football you want to play.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. It's with the COVID, I mean, it still potentially is going to play an aspect this season with people who have isolated and stuff like that. I mean, it's by no means finished and gone, has it? So we just got to be fingers crossed with that. We've done what we can preparation-wise. We're still trying to recruit. We'll get stronger as the season goes along, I'm sure. But as it stands at the moment, we go with what we've got. we're ready. So it's just a case of the season coming round now. Well, let's get on with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So an away trip on Saturday. Looking forward to that home game on Tuesday as well next week in Spalding. You're a million miles away from Spalding, are you? So I'm imagining you know a bit more about them than Sporting Kansas. So how much are you looking forward to that first home game? Because it's been a while, I imagine, for a competitive one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Spalding have been recruiting well. They're certainly going to be one of the ones that are looking to challenge for promotion. They're just up the road from us, really. So a lot of the players we already know there, we know that's going to be a difficult game. But they've got to come to us. They've got to play on the 3G. So, you know, anything can happen with that one. But, yeah, it'd be nice just to get back on home turf. Proper league game. Friendlies are friendlies, you know. Pre-season is what it is. You can win every game, lose your first. Lose every game, win your first. You don't know. So, yeah, it'd be nice to get back on home turf and see if we can upset them a little bit.
And final question, Ander. I mean, what's your expectations for what Yaxley can achieve this year, do you feel?
I think this year we're looking to consolidate. We need to make sure we're nice and solid. I think we're looking realistically, if we can finish in the mid-table, we'll be happy with that this year. And then obviously we'll look to push on again like we was doing before in the Southern Central. We were climbing that league season by season, getting stronger. Which I think we can do in the Northern as well. We just need a bit of time to put things together properly.
Oh, great stuff. And good to be back.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Well, Andy Fennell, manager at Yaxley, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show. Really appreciate it. And all the best this weekend at Sporting Kansas.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Yaxley manager Andy Fennell there speaking to me on Monday. And that's it for these special editions of the Pitching In NPL show, where we've been catching up with all the new clubs joining us at step four for this season in the Northern Premier League. The big season kickoff taking place this coming Saturday across three divisions at step four: Division One West, Division One East, and Division One Midlands. A big, big good luck to everyone for this opening weekend. Speaking of this weekend, look out on Friday for the return of the Pitching In NPL show, as we'll be previewing this weekend's matches and the coming season in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. In the meantime, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure that you all have a lovely and safe week. Bye-bye.